Good morning, everyone. I'm Jin Yuanjia from Electrical and Computer Engineering of Iowa State University. Today, my presentation is ActiveGuard, a practical defense against the attributed inference attack via adverse machine learning. This is a joint talk with joint work with my advisor, Neil Zhengqianggong. Here is the outline of my talk today. First, I will present the motivation of our work. After that, I will talk about the algorithm design. And in the next, I will present the evaluation of the proposed method. And finally, we will come to the conclusion. First is the motivation. In an attribute inference attack, the input is user public data, and its output is user private attributes. Specifically, the attacker can collect some public data as well as the corresponding private attributes from the users who disclose their private attributes to train a machine learning classifier. Then, attacker can use the trained machine learning classifier to infer user private attributes via its public data for the users who not disclose their private attributes. For example, in social media, a user public data could be a list of page likes. So given these page likes, attacker can use machine learning classifier to infer users' various private attributes, such as gender, sexual orientation, and political view. So Cambridge Analytica exactly performed attribute inference attack to deliver personalized advertisement to the Facebook users. So, attribute inference attack can infer user private attributes via its public data, because user private attributes are statistically correlated with user's public data. So attribute inference attacks are not limited to social media. They are pervasive in the real world. For example, in recommend system, the public data could be the user's rating score that user gave to a certain item. And its private attributes can be the user gender. In mobile apps, the public data can be user's smartphone's aggregate power consumption, and its private attributes can be the user's location. In website fingerprinting attack, the public data can be the user's network traffic, and its private attributes can be the websites that the user visited. In side channel attack, the public data can be the power consumption and the processing time. Private attributes can be the cryptographic keys. So, as there are many threats of attribute inference attack, thus the researchers have developed some defense to defend against it. First kind of method is game theoretic method. So in this kind of method, the attacker performs the optimal inference attack based on the knowledge of the defense. And the defense also defends against the optimal inference attacks. However, this kind of method is often computationally intractable, because its computation cost is exponential to the dimension of the user's public data. However, in practice, user's public data often has high dimension. To solve this challenge, researchers propose some heuristic method to make it computationally tractable. So, however, the proposed method either incur larger utility loss or require direct access to user's true private attribute value, or both of them. This will lead to the usability issue and additional privacy concern. For example, user need to specify their true private attribute value to the defender, which is not convenient to use. Another kind of method is look differential privacy, denoted LDP. In this kind of method have rigorous privacy guarantee, but similarly, it also incurs larger utility loss, which is not practical to use in real world. So in this work, we propose a practical defense, ActiveGuard. First, ActiveGuard is computationally tractable. Second, it incurs small utility loss. So specifically, ActiveGuard will add some random noise to user's public data to minimize the attacker's inference accuracy with a small utility loss. In the next, I will talk about the algorithm design. Before coming to the detail of the algorithm, I will specify the threat model. So we have three parties, user, defender, and attacker. So user wants to publish some data via preventing the inference of its private attributes. The defender is a software on the user client side. For example, in social media, The defender could be an app or a browser extension. So the defender will add some noise to user's true public data before release it to defend against the attribute inference attack. So after observing the noisy public data released by the defender, the attacker can perform attribute inference attack to infer user private attributes. And also, different users may have different preferences over what kind of noise can be added to their public data. So we develop three policies can be specified by users. Policy A, modify exist. This means that the defender can only modify existing entries of the user's public data. For example, in the command system, this means that the defender can only modify existing rating scores of the users. Policy B, add new. This means that the defender can only add new entries to user's public data. Policy C, modify add, is a combination of policy A and policy B, means that the defender can modify any entries of user's public data. However, there are some challenges to defend against the attribute inference attacks. First is that the defender doesn't know the classifier used by attacker. To solve this challenge, the defender itself can learn a classifier to approximate the attack's classifier. This relies on transferability between different classifiers. That is, the defender's classifier and the attack's classifier is very likely to have similar classification boundaries, since both of them model the relationship between the private attributes and the public data. So the noise optimized to evade the defender's classifier is very likely to evade the attack's classifier. So another challenge is that the defender has no access to user's true private attribute value. To solve this challenge, the defender can find a mechanism to add random noise such that its output is probabilistic over its class labels. Specifically, the defender aims to make its classifier's output distribution approaches a certain target probability distribution that the defender desire. For example, the target probability distribution could be uniform when the defender wants the attack's inference close to random guessing. Before formally defining the defense problem, I will specify the metric. We use k-divergence to measure the difference between the output distribution of the defender's classifier Q and the target probability distribution P. Here we use k-divergence because it makes our formulated optimization problem become a convex problem, which has efficient and accurate solution. From the perspective of information theory, k-divergence measures the information gain. So in terms of utility loss, we use L-real norm. We use L-real norm because it has semantic interpretation. So we use X to denote the user's true public data vector, using R to denote the noise vector. Thus, X plus R is the user noisy public data vector. The distance between the user's true public data vector and the user noisy public data vector is the L-real norm of the noise vector. In the next, we will formally define the attribute inference attack defense problem. So its input includes a noisy type policy specified by user, which can be policy A, policy B, or policy C. The default is policy C if user not set it. The utility loss budget, that measures the average utility loss that user can tolerate. The target probability distribution specified by the defender. The input also includes the defender's classifier and the user's true public data. Its output is a mechanism M star that adds random noise. Specifically, M star R given X is a condition probability that the defender will add noise R to use the true public data X. So after we get this mechanism, we can sample from M star to add noise to use the true public data. This defense problem can be formulated as an optimization problem. Specifically, we want to find a mechanism M star that minimizes the k-divergence between the target probability distribution P and the output distribution of the defender's classifier Q, subject to the constraints that the average utility loss is less than specified utility loss budget beta. So, as we have mentioned before, Q is the output distribution of the defender's classifier. So, its entry QI is equal to the probability that the defender's classifier will output class I given the noisy public data input x plus r is also equal to the summation over r of the condition probability mr given x with the constraints that the defined classifier output class I given the noisy public data input x plus r. In the next, I will give an overview of HGAD. So, although we can formulate it as an optimization problem, it's still very challenging to solve it. The reason is that the probabilistic mapping between user's true public data x and the user's noisy public data x plus r is exponential to the dimension of the user public data x. For example, when the dimension of x is n and each dimension has k values, then the possible noise is k to the n. So when n is very large, it is computationally intractable. So, however, the output of the defined classifier only have m values. Here, m is the number of private attribute value. That is the class of the output of the classifier. So this inspires us to categorize the noise space into m groups according to the output of the defined classifier to solve this challenge. So based on this, we propose a two-phase framework. In phase one, for each noise group, we find the minimum noise as representative noise. So as the M group, we can find M representative noise after phase one. In phase two, we can simplify the mechanism M star to be a probability distribution over M representative noise. This will significantly simplify the optimization problem and make it tractable to solve. In the next, I will discuss phase one and phase two in detail. In phase one, we want to find a minimal noise I for each group, such that the defined classifier output class I, given the noisy public data input. This can be write into an optimization problem. So we want to minimize the L0 norm of the noise vector subject to the constraints that the defined classifier output class I, given the noisy public data input x plus r. So this optimization problem can be viewed as an evasion attack to the defined classifier. However, existing evasion attacks are insufficient as they do not consider different noise type of policy. So we propose Panda based on Jacobian-based salience map attack, denoted as GSMA. There are two differences compared with GSMA. First, Panda considers noise type of policy. Second, some entries in user public data can be decreased while other entries can be increased in Panda, while all entries can either be increased or decreased in GSMA. Thus, the Panda has more freedom when at noise. In phase two, so after we focus on M representative noise, we can transform the origin optimization problem into following convex optimization problem. Specifically, we want to find M star that minimize the KL divergence between the target probability distribution P and M. Here, M is a probability distribution, and MI denotes the probability that the defender will select the representative noise RI. Subject to the average constraints that the average utility loss is less than specified utility loss budget, and MI bigger than zero, and the probability property requires that the summation over MI equals one. So after getting this convex optimization problem, we can use KKT condition to solve it. In the next, I will present the evaluation. We obtain a review data set from Gu and Liu from Unix Security 16. We consider 25 cities as private attributes. And here are some basic statistics about the data set. There are about 16,000 users and 10,000 apps. And on average, each user has about 23 apps. We sample 19% of users as a training data set and the remaining user as a testing data set. Attack can perform various attribute inference attack. First is a defense unaware attack, like a baseline attack, where the attacker only uses prior to perform attribute inference attack. The logistic regression, random forest, and the neural network. Here we use the suffix A to denote its classifier used by attacker. The attacker can also use more robust classifier, like adverse training, defensive distillation, and region-based classification. The attacker can also first detect noise and then perform attribute inference attack. Here we use low rank approximation to filter the noise. The default classifier used by attack is a neural network. Here is the inference accuracy without defense. So as we can see from the result, the inference accuracy about the 40% of the attack, and this is very high, so it may lead to serious privacy leakage. The classifier used by defender can be neural network. So we use suffix D to denote its classifier used by defender. Here we use a different network architecture from attacks. The defender can also use logistic regression. The default classifier used by defender is the neural network. So recall that in phase one, it's evasion attack. So we compare pending with some existing evasion attack method. In particular, we compare with fast gradient sum method, FGSM, and Jacobian-based salience map attack, GSMA, and Kalinin and Wagner attack, CW attack. This result shows the composition result of the average noise. So the classifier used by the defender is logistic regression. The x-axis is the index of city, and the y-axis is the average noise. So as we can see, fast growing sum method adds orders of magnitude larger noise than three other methods. So Panda adds smaller noise than GSMA, and the noise added by Panda is comparable to CW attack. This shows the success rate and the running time of the different evasion attack. The success rate for the test user for each method is the fraction of the representative noise Ri that the defender classifier will output class I. The running time for each method is the time required for each user to find all representative noise. So we can see the FGSM and GSMA and Panda achieve 100 percent success rate. The CW attack achieves about 70 to 80% success rate. This is because we round the CW's result because the rating score is discrete. So in terms of running times, the Panda is slightly faster than GSMA. That's because the Panda adds smaller noise than GSMA. And the Panda is around 800 and 4,000 times faster than CW for the logistic regression and the neural network respectively. H-guard is effectively in defender attribute inference attack. So x-axis is the utility loss budget, beta, and y-axis is the inference accuracy. So as we can see from the result, with the increase of the utility loss budget, the attacks classify the accuracy closer to baseline attack. We also study the impact of the target probability distribution. Here, PT is estimated target probability distribution using training data set, so it contains some information about the training data set. Here, PU is a uniform probability distribution. So as we can see from the result, the target probability distribution PT outperforms the PU. This result shows the impact of the defender's classifier. Okay. Basically, the defender can use logistic regression or neural network. Recall that the default classifier for the attacker is a neural network. The x-axis is the utility loss budget beta, and the y-axis is the inference accuracy. So we can see from the result that H-guard is better when attack and defender use the same classifier. This result shows the impact of different noise type policy. Specifically, the user can specify three policies, modify add as new and modify exist. So x-axis is a utility loss budget, and y-axis is the inference accuracy. So we can see from the result, the modify add outperforms as new, and as new outperforms the modify exist. Modify add outperforms as new because modify add has more freedom to add noise. As new outperforms the modify exist because the user public data is very sparse, so as new has more freedom to add noise. We also compare SGUARD with some existing defense method. First is correlation-based method, like Blumea and K-square. Another kind of method is approximate gamma theoretic method, quantization probabilistic mapping, denoted as QPM. Another kind of method is local differential privacy, denoted LDP-SH. Here we compared with this method because it keeps semantics. Other local differential privacy algorithms like REPL not keep the semantics. So this figure shows the composition result. So x-axis is the utility loss, and the y-axis is the inference accuracy. So from the result, we can see that SGUARD increases small utility loss compared with the other defense method. We also evaluate on a recommendation system. X-axis is the top n recommendation, like top 10, top 20, until top 50. The y-axis is the relative recommendation precision loss. So from the result, we can see the SGUARD increases smaller relative recommendation precision loss compared with other defense methods. So finally, we come to the conclusion. First, SGUARD can defend against attribute inference attack with small utility loss. Second, evasion attacks and adverse examples are usually viewed as offensive technique. So in our work, we show that evasion attacks or adverse examples can be used as defensive techniques for privacy protection. And also, SGUARD significantly outperform existing defense. Okay. Thanks for your listening. So any questions?
Thank you for that talk. So as in the other two, we'll queue at the microphone if anybody has any questions.
Hi, Yang Zhang from CISPA Germany. So when you do your optimization problem, you use KL divergence as your optimization object. Mm-hmm. However, KL divergence is non-symmetric, so which means if you flip the P and Q, your result will be different. So did you ever try to flip it, or the result will be different, or why you use P on top and Q in the bottom?
Yeah, it's not symmetric, so we haven't tried to flip it.
Okay, yeah.
Kevin from University of Chicago, thank you for the talk. Can you say a little bit more about the evaluation? Like why did you compare Panda with GSMA, FGSM, and CW attack? They are designed for adversary attack rather than attribute inference attack, right?
So because it's both evasion attack and the policy is modify add, so they can also be used. So we also compared with them.
And is it?
I know they are not designed for this purpose, but they can be also adapted to use it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thanks.
So I was wondering, from the work that you've done, do you have an intuition about the characteristics or properties of data sets where AtraGuard would perform well versus situations where perhaps a data set might expose limitations of this approach? For the data sets, like what sorts of, do you have any intuition around data sets where this approach would be particularly useful versus any thoughts you might have on data sets where there would be perhaps limitations and this would no longer be useful?
You mean for different data sets, they may have it's this data is a rating score, so for other data sets, the result may be slightly different. So I'm not sure, we haven't evaluated on other data sets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because seems there are no other data sets that can be used.
Yaling Yang from Virginia Tech. So I wonder, is it possible for the adversaries to tell which mechanisms you list here, including your own mechanism, are used to add noise to the input data? So is it possible? So there are all kinds of different means, existing works, and also your work of adding noise to the data so that prevent inference attack. But I wonder, is it possible the adversaries to figure out which kind of a noise adding mechanism that the defender are using?
Yeah, actually we tried one method to filter noise, low rank approximation. But we also think of other ways to filter noise, but we haven't figured out, or they are not effective in filtering noise.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.